longing and blue. Please, oh please, won't you stick around? I don't want to say goodbye when the sun goes down. I want to keep you close, want to hold you tight. I don't ever want to say goodnight, won't you stick around?
That was the early morning music. It is May the 21st of 2224, 0353 hours. Coming up shortly will be the wartime update to get your morning started. That was Stick Around by Max Hixon. On to today's weather report. For the weather, it's looking like Sector 7 is going to have some rainfall. With a cooler day of 48, 69 Freedom units along the northwestern Great Lake region, Mega City 7 will be a great place to be, with 85 in the northern region and sun all around. If you're in the southern part of the city, make sure to bring an umbrella. It's looking like it's going to rain. The Great Plains will have sun with temps in the 70s and 80s the closer you are to the Appalachian region. With the Gulf Coast trying to hit into the triple digits, if you're along the West Coast, it's looking like a very nice day with some clouds and a nice 60 to 70 degrees. Sector 6 looks like it will rain, but the northeastern region's temperatures look good. It'll be in the 80s, and the temperature will drop quickly as you travel south to Mega City 6. The average time in the Mega City today will be in the mid-50s. Make sure to grab a light jacket, for the western coastline of Sector 6 is going to get cold up north with a bone-chilling 19 Freedom units. Luckily, if you travel down the skyways, you'll find a very nice 60 degrees. Sector 3 looks like the northern half will be cloudy with a high of 48. It is a very sunny day in the eastern regions, with temperatures expected to be in the low 70s. Prosperity City looks like an overcast for the whole day with temps in the mid-60s, and Sector 4 looks like it's going to get some welcomed rain at 64 degrees in the northern region, and as you move south, it gets to about mid-70s. You will want a jacket, with Mega City 4, which looks very chilly at just 14 degrees. Sector 5 looks warm all over, with the northwestern region along the coast getting to the high 70s, and as you move east into the interior, it jumps to well over triple digits, with Mega City 5 hitting a high of 95 degrees. Super Earth highly recommends skin protection. On both sides of the coast of Sector 5, it's in the 80s, and some thunderstorms are expected. At the southern tip of Sector 5, it's going to be in the low 70s, with partial clouds, with the far eastern half of Sector 5 hitting 107. Sector 3's northern half looks cloudy with a high of 48. It will be a very sunny day in the eastern regions with temperatures expected in the low 70s. Sector 2 will experience rain throughout the day with temperatures in the mid to low 60s in Mega City 2. Sector 1 will have some spotty rain, hitting a high of 80s in the eastern half and a low of 59 in the southern region. Along the west coast, we will see temps up to 80 degrees. As we move along the islands on Mega City 1, it will be chilly at 34 degrees. Luckily, just east of the city, it's looking much warmer at the high 80s. Sadly, the forecast has thunderstorms throughout the day today. That concludes the Super Earth Weather Report.
You're tuning into GNR 107.
Shelter News here with updates on the fight. Strategic shapes, victory shining bright.
And Kenny Lively keeping you in the know with tech updates.
GNR 107 has it all. The wartime update runs the show.
When crisis calls and the sirens sound, Bulldog's got the scoop. We're safety bound.
Tech updates, panelists. And frontline reports, the table of three. There's no time to stall.
Colonel Hammond, the panelist for our armed forces.
GNR 107 has it all. The wartime bulletin keeps you informed.
We've got the news you need, can't steer you wrong. With insights you trust, come along. And life-saving updates, keeping you ahead with GNR 107. You're never misled. Subscribe, tune in, don't miss a beat. Join us in the fight to keep Super Earth.
Good morning, citizens of Super Earth. This is Joe Turner bringing you updates from the front lines on GNR 107. This is your morning wartime update. Today, we have an important announcement. Super Earth has officially declared the start of the Second Galactic War. with all other military operations being considered special operations up till this point. By doing this, Super Earth is switching to a wartime economy and has started building training facilities outside the Sol system. As we break down last week's news, we will have some tech updates, then tactical reviews and information on weapons. We then switch to our field reporters, then we will take a look at the most up-to-date news. I hope you grab some Liberty or our sponsor, Cough Freedom. Whichever warm beverage you choose, this is going to be a great morning.
Introducing Cough Freedom, the coffee that's brewed for the brave and served steaming with valor. Each cup is a bold declaration of your commitment to freedom, crafted from the finest beans harvested from the liberated corners of the galaxy. As you face the day's battles, let Cough Freedom be your fuel. The rich, robust flavor isn't just coffee. It's a salute to the fearless.
After 5 days of relentless decommissioning efforts, our Helldivers have turned 78% of the targeted 2 billion automatons into scrap metal for advanced anti-tank mines. However, this new stratagem remains just out of reach. This means our fight intensifies as we enter this now officially known as the Second Galactic War. All previous conflicts were merely special operations leading up to this decisive moment. As we escalate our efforts, new recruits are being trained to bolster the ranks of the Super Earth Armed Forces. Helldivers, your mission now includes guarding these training facilities, ensuring each recruit completes their rigorous 72-hour basic training. From Heath to Ezire Pass, our facilities are running efficiently, producing SEAF reinforcements to support our galactic-wide offensive operations. Despite recent setbacks, our Helldivers have returned to their winning ways. Unusually large assaults by the fascist bugs and socialist automatons have been repelled at Heath and Ezire Pass. Thanks to the determination and valor of our heroes, Helldivers choose to deliver liberty and galactic justice to the enemies of managed democracy. To boost morale and drive our war effort, Helldivers are now tasked with dismantling or destroying more enemies than ever before. And to aid this endeavor, the formidable Eagle 500 kg bomb has been produced in large numbers, and all Helldivers will dive down knowing that they can call it in. As we move into more recent news, and in our latest victory, Helldivers has successfully liberated several planets from the Terminids. Super Earth thanks you and your service. Now, our remaining troops are directed to new fronts like Vernon Wells, where the fight against automatons continues. In other news, the president of Super Earth has stepped down. Johann Palastid will be replaced by Sams Georgiani until the next election. Sams Georgiani has appointed a former president as head of the Ministry of Employment, stating in a memo to all media, "I hope the move will allow me to focus more on the war effort and get the industries ready for the war. Remember, every dead enemy of freedom counts. Whether you face Terminids or automatons, your efforts are vital to our success. The war has officially begun, and it is up to us to ensure liberty prevails." We will be right back with Penny after this short break.
Introducing the Rising Phoenix, a community forged in the fires of adversity, dedicated to cooperation and camaraderie. The Rising Phoenix stands ready to support every Helldiver.
Originating from a long-lost server, the Rising Phoenix has risen anew, stronger and more determined than ever. Our mission? To uphold the major orders of Super Earth Command, delivering maximum liberty to automatons and Terminids.
So, what are you waiting for? Spread your wings and join the Rising Phoenix today. Reborn from ash, victorious together. Together, we'll conquer any challenge that comes our way.
Thank you. tuned in, dear. What's the latest Pep's all about?
And he's got the tips to keep you fit for the fight.
Gadgets and gear, make sure you're right.
Tech updates with Penny Lobby,
keeping you up to date. You're tuned in to hear what the latest tech's all about.
Tech updates with Penny Lobby, keeping you up to date.
Tech updates with Penny Lobby, keeping you up to date.
Thanks, Joe. Today we've got some crucial updates from the tech front. Let's dive into the latest improvements and fixes rolling out across our Helldivers gear and systems. First up, our engineers have addressed several crash issues to ensure smoother operations in the field. Specifically, they've fixed crashes that occurred when the driver is KIA or after a hot join, during loadout menu transitions in cryo, and when moving to or from the ship. These changes should significantly improve stability during missions. Next, a variety of miscellaneous fixes have been implemented. Helldivers will no longer get stuck on the mission summary screen if the host leaves. And those using non-purchased super credits in the War Bond overview screen will see the correct information. This particularly affects our comrades in the Japanese region. Additionally, optional account linking is now available in the HUD settings, providing more flexibility for our users. Several specific issues have also been resolved. We've eliminated the Steam app ID supplied invalid or not allowed error that some users encountered. Weapon attachments that showed up as purple question marks in the tutorial will now appear correctly. And the airburst proximity explosion is now triggered only by proximity to bio and mechanical creatures, a specific shape and size. This includes fellow Helldivers. So make sure you aim properly. Also, the AR-61 tenderizer now sports the correct color schemes, ensuring you look sharp while in action. While these updates mark significant improvements, a few known issues remain. Currently, some Helldivers may experience problems with sending, accepting, or declining Battle Buddy requests, and blocked Helldivers might not be added to the blocked list or prevented from joining missions. Other ongoing issues include crashing Hellpods when changing the text language mid-dive, delays in medals and supercredit payouts, and occasional excessive gains. In terms of weapon performance, some ARC weapons are behaving inconsistently and sometimes misfire. Most weapons shoot below the crosshair when aiming down sights, and the AR-61 tenderizer is not dealing the intended damage. Additionally, the spear's targeting is inconsistent, making it hard to lock onto larger enemies. Stratagem beams might attach to an enemy but deploy to their original location, and Helldivers may sometimes struggle to stand up from crouching when surrounded by enemies. We've also noted that the handcart's ship module does not reduce the shield generator pack's cooldown as intended, and some armed forces might become stuck in the loadout when diving into a mission in progress. Lastly, reinforcement might not be available for someone who joins mid-mission, and planet liberation reaches 100% at the end of every defend mission, which isn't the intended behavior. That wraps up our tech update for today. Stay tuned for more improvements, and remember, every fix gets us one step closer to victory.
In the vast reaches of the galaxy, where Helldivers defend Super Earth against relentless threats, unity is our greatest weapon. This is where heroes are born, where valor meets virtue. Welcome to Eternal Liberty. Are you ready to stand among the bravest? To stride into battle not just for glory, but for the bond of brotherhood? Eternal Liberty is not just a Discord group, it's your new command post.
Here, strategies are crafted with precision, victories are celebrated with pride, and every Helldiver has a voice. Whether you're a seasoned veteran or a fresh recruit, Eternal Liberty offers you a place to learn, collaborate, and excel.
Join us and dive into organized events, strategic discussions, and exclusive missions designed to test your mettle and tighten your tactics. With us, every mission is a step towards greatness, every battle a story waiting to be told. Are you ready to make your mark, to forge your path in the annals of Super Earth's history? Visit our Discord today. Enlist and elevate your game. Fight smarter, battle harder, and live the creed, bound by honor, forged in liberty.
Divers, this is Gwen Harper keeping my finger on the pulse of war. Today, we have a particular segment on the best strategies to take down one of the deadliest foes on the battlefield, the Bile Titan. Alex Barnes and Taylor Simmons is joining me.
Howdy, Gwen. It's good to be here. Are you ready to break down some tactics?
Absolutely, Alex. Let's talk about the Bile Titan, starting with the basics.
Yeah, starting with the basics. What can you tell Alex about the Bile Titan's behavior and primary threats?
The Bile Titan is a massive, heavily armored Terminate, the final growth stage of a Bile Warrior. They appear on challenging difficulties as elimination targets and spawn more frequently on more significant challenges. Despite their size, they can quickly catch up to Helldivers, spewing lethal bile and striking with hulking claws to crush or spear their targets. Their death throes are equally dangerous, often causing fatal injuries to those nearby.
That's right. Sometimes, after it falls, post-mortem muscle twitches cause unsuspecting Helldivers to be launched far distances due to a strange interaction with the legs of dead Bile Titans. So, always be careful when navigating their carcasses and use the terrain to your advantage.
Good points. So, what are the key tactics for taking them down?
You should keep as much distance from them as you can. A single melee strike from a Bile Titan can one-shot a Helldiver, or at least bring them down to a sliver of health. If you can't run, staying beneath them can be relatively safe, but watch out for their legs and incoming artillery and other obstacles.
While Bile Titans can climb over most obstacles, their attacks can be dodged with cover. They're immune to stun grenades and EMS strikes, so don't rely on those. Instead, use throw-and-forget precision stratagems like the Orbital Rail Cannon Strike, Intern 10mm Rocket Pods, and the Orbital Laser.
What about when those stratagems aren't enough?
If the Titan still stands, it often only takes a single shot from an EAT-17 or a weapon of comparable power to bring it down. High-explosive weapons like the NUX-223 Hellbomb, SEAF, Artillery Mini-Nuke, or Eagle 500 kilogram bomb can kill a Titan within the blast epicenter. The Titan's Bile Vomit attack leaves it open momentarily. Goad it to spew, throw the Eagle stratagem under it, and dodge at the last second.
Rockets fired from the Patriot exosuit can kill the Titan with two hits to the head. Alternatively, a barrage of 5 to 6 rockets can kill it from any angle. Always aim for the sacs under its body to prevent its bile attack.
Let's talk about teamwork. How can Helldivers coordinate to take down a Bile Titan?
Baiting is essential. One member should draw the Titan's attention while others target its weak spots. A risky but effective maneuver.
And if you see one coming from low orbit, try maneuvering your Hellpod to strike the Titan on re-entry. It's unreliable, but every bit helps. Bile Titans can emerge from bug breaches, so neutralize those quickly.
Thanks, Alex and Taylor.
Thank you kindly, Gwen.
These strategies should help our Helldivers stay sharp and stay informed. This is Pulse, reporting from the heart of the action. Stay safe out there.
Helldivers. In the heat of battle, when every second is a fight for survival, you need a life. That's why Novo Boost Pharmaceuticals brings you Stint as the all-in-one. Stimulant, painkiller, and super medicine engineered for the warriors of Super Earth. With just one injection of Stint, you're back in action. Feel the rush of vitality as your wounds stabilize and mend before your very eyes. Stay in the fight longer, push harder, and secure victory against any odds. With Stint, you're not just surviving, you're stimming to the max. Use it once, and you'll know you're truly stimming.
Stim is a non-prescription, non-addictive remedy, much like hydrocodone, oxycodone, fentanyl, codeine, Klonopin, Xanax, Valium, amphetamines, methylphenidates, Lunesta, and Sonata. Side effects may include, but are not limited to, overconfidence, a temporary belief in personal invincibility, an urge to high-five dangerous wildlife, spontaneous victory chance, and, in rare cases, an inexplicable passion for intergalactic diplomacy. Stim should not be used in conjunction with reality checks, sex, or inside a closed environment. If you experience a battle lasting longer than 4 hours, consult your medic immediately.
Grab your Stim today and keep the front line moving. For the rush, for the mend, for the glory of combat, Stim is there. Once you use it, you will truly be Stim.
Come join where voices meet, gather around, hear the clash.
Decisions unfold and voices clash. From past to present, insight flows. Free forge ahead where the future glows.
For what waits us in this week's Table 3?
Hey everyone, I'm Alex. I'll be diving into the tactical side of things from this past week.
Hey folks, I'm Casey, here to chat about the strategic developments we've seen.
And I'm Taylor, ready to discuss how all this is affecting our troops and their morale.
All right, let's jump into the big conflict this week. Alex, fill us in on the tactical details.
Sure thing, Casey. So this week, we had a major push by the bots in the northern sector. Our troops faced some heavy resistance but managed to hold their ground and secure key positions, thanks to some new defensive strategies. The automatons threw everything at us, ground units, aerial assaults, but our guys adapted quickly, using a mix of fortified positions and mobile units. It was tough, but the Helldivers held strong.
That sounds intense. From a strategic angle, how does this impact our broader goals, Casey?
Securing the northern sector is huge for us. It gives us a solid staging ground for future operations and cuts off a major supply line for the enemy. By holding these positions, we're not just keeping them from resupplying, we're setting up our own offensive moves. This area has some crucial logistical hubs that, once fully secured, will let us push deeper into enemy territory with much better efficiency.
Taylor, what's the word from our troops on the ground?
Morale is up. But there's still a lot of tension. The success in the northern sector has definitely lifted spirits, but everyone knows the fight's far from over. The recent battles have really shown the need for more medical supplies and frontline support. The troops are proud of what they've achieved, but they're also very aware of the sacrifices and the challenges ahead.
Alex, what do you think we could have done differently?
Well, honestly, while the tactics were solid, I think we could have coordinated better with our air support. The automatons' aerial units gave us a hard time, and there were moments when our ground forces could have really used some timely airstrikes. We need to improve our communication and real-time coordination between the ground and air units for future operations.
Casey, do you see it the same way, or do you have a different take?
I get where Alex is coming from, but I think the main issue was securing more supply routes. Air support is crucial, no doubt, but without a steady flow of supplies, our troops can't keep fighting effectively. Any disruption in our supply lines could jeopardize the entire operation. Strengthening our logistical network and protecting those supply routes has to be a top priority.
Taylor, what's the feedback from the frontline soldiers?
The feedback has been mostly positive about the new defensive strategies. The troops have appreciated the fortified positions and better mobility, but there's a real need for more frontline training facilities and quicker evacuation for the wounded. Keeping our troops healthy and supported is going to be key to maintaining morale and combat effectiveness.
There's also been a major update on the operational front. To boost morale among fresh recruits, the Helldivers are now tasked with dismantling a larger number of enemies than ever before. The Eagle 500 kg bomb has been temporarily made available to assist in these efforts.
Right. And after 5 days of intense decommissioning of bots into scrap metal for advanced anti-tank mines, the Helldivers achieved 78% of the goal to decommission 2 billion bots. Unfortunately, this means the new stratagem will continue to elude our arsenal for now.
And let's not forget, the war has escalated into what's now officially being called the Second Galactic War. All previous conflicts were considered special operations. New recruits are being trained to bolster the ranks of Super Earth's armed forces, and the Helldivers are tasked with guarding these training facilities to ensure each recruit completes their rigorous 72-hour basic training.
Exactly. The Helldivers have returned to glory by successfully establishing CAF training grounds to assist in planetary liberation, as long as these training planets remain secure. High Command has issued a new major order, the elimination of roughly 3 billion enemies, whether automatons or Terminids.
The Enclave will focus on trimming the Terminid population and maintaining defense on CF planets like Heath, Angel's Venture, Aesir Pass, and Vernon Wells. Once these are secure, we'll move on to liberate planets like Errata Prime, Hellmire, Akamar 4, and Pandion 24.
It's a tall order, but the troops are ready. The liberation of these planets will be crucial to maintaining our momentum in the war.
All right, to sum up, our tactical strategies are on point, but we need to tighten up air support coordination.
Strategically, focusing on securing and maintaining our supply routes should be our next big move.
And for our troops, ongoing support and supplies are crucial to keep up this momentum. This is now the Galactic War on Tyranny.
That's all for today's Table of Three.
Stick around for more updates after this short break.
We'll be right back.
In the vast expanse of our galaxy, every planet, starship, and Helldiver stands united against the automaton scourge. Now, you can join the grand chorus of liberty that sings across the cosmos. Invest in victory bonds today.
We interrupt your current segment. Straight from the Managed Democracy Treaty Organization, I give you Governor Oppenheimer.
Thank you, citizens and media. Today we stand on the brink of annihilation. The Terminid outbreak on planet Meridia has spiraled out of control, unleashing a catastrophic wave of destruction that could not be contained in time. The spores of these mutated creatures have spawned billions more, leaving devastation in their wake. Families have been forced to flee, with only the clothes on their backs and their family flags as reminders of their lost homes. Today we do not mourn the planets lost to the Terminid siege, but remember them, for it is through remembrance and unity that we find the strength to enact a terrible vengeance that will eradicate these abominations once and for all. Success is ours with the liberation and successful completion of the Sieve training sites. Sieve trained support will now aid in planet liberation, unless the training planets are lost. With that, Super Earth Command has issued an order for the elimination of nearly 3 billion enemies. Helldivers will defend the Sieve training sites above all else, and additionally, a fight on Terminide held soil to fulfill Super Earth's needs for extermination. We are tasked with holding down the Sieve training planets. These planets take priority over all other objectives, as they will boost liberation on all planets. Heath, Angel's Venture, Aesir Pass, Vernon Wells. If all the Sieve training planets are under control, then our armed forces will move to these planets to aid in the Terminid extermination. Errata Prime, Hellmire, Akamar 4, and Pandion 24. Godspeed, Helldivers. This is Governor Oppenheimer, reminding you all that our unity and resolve will see us through. Together, we will overcome.
The front line is where the rubber meets the road, where the fight for the truth. Truth is found through the eyes of the brave with Helldivers. Themselves learn about the battles raging across the galaxy, where the fight for the truth and the truth is found through the eyes of the brave. The field report, get into the action. Different.
Now we transition to the front line for a field report from one of our bravest correspondents, retired Lieutenant Hank Jensen, known as Bulwark. Live from Lesseth, Bulwark, can you hear us?
This is Bulwark, reporting from the frozen wasteland of Lesseth. It's a bitterly cold day out here, with icy winds cutting through even the toughest armor. I'm broadcasting from crap.
Bulwark, can you hear me? Thanks everyone for listening to the field report on Lesseth.
Did Bulwark just get hit?
His beacon is...
Did he get hit? Did he get hit?
Yeah, I think so. We've lost his signal.
Introducing Coffreedom, the coffee that's brewed for the brave and served steaming with valor. Each cup is a bold declaration of your commitment to freedom, crafted from the finest beans harvested from the liberated corners of the galaxy. As you face the day's battles, let Coffreedom be your fuel. The rich, robust flavor isn't just coffee. It's a salute to the fearless.
Now we transition to the front line for a field report from one of our bravest correspondents, retired vet Bulldog, is live from Angel's Venture. Bulldog, can you hear us?
This is Bulldog reporting from Angel's Venture, a planet adorned with bright pink and green foliage that gives it a surprisingly peaceful atmosphere despite the perennially chilly climate. Today I'm here to cover two major operations critical to our ongoing efforts against the Terminid threat and the mobilization of our new recruits. Our first mission is to locate and activate a dormant ICBM silo to launch a devastating strike against the remaining Terminid forces. This mission is crucial, as it will significantly cripple the enemy's ability to mount any form of retaliation. Let me walk you through the steps our brave Helldivers must undertake to ensure the success of this mission. Helldivers must first activate the terminal to supply power to SEAF devices in the region. Once the terminal is active, they need to log in to the missile control system using a 7-direction long password. Precision is key here. Next, they must input the launch code by using directional keys to flip the 5-digit containers to the correct number displayed in the objective step. After this, they will manually disengage all 4 silo hatch locks, which require them to go down to the hatch and interact with each one. With the locks disengaged, the Helldivers will return to the terminal to open the silo hatch. The ICBM will then begin to raise into its launch position, a process that takes 60 seconds. During this time, they must lock the target coordinates by interacting with the terminal and ensuring the cursor remains over the target until the coordinates are fully calculated. Fueling the missiles takes another 30 seconds, and once it's fueled, the Helldivers initiate the launch. This triggers a 10-second countdown. It's imperative they clear the launch area to avoid injuries. The ICBM launch will deliver a devastating blow to the Terminids, significantly reducing the numbers and capabilities. Mission accomplished. With the Terminids weakened, we now focus on the second part of our operation, establishing new training facilities to bolster our forces. In response to rapid mobilization, Angel's Venture, along with Vernon Wells, Heath, and Acer Pass, has been selected to house new training facilities for Super Earth Armed Forces recruits. These facilities are crucial for training the next generation of Helldivers. Our engineers and construction teams are working tirelessly to build state-of-the-art training grounds. These facilities will not only prepare our recruits for the harsh conditions they'll face, but also instill the skills and discipline needed to take on our enemies effectively. The perennially chilly climate here has allowed short, colorful shrubs to flourish, providing a unique training environment that simulates the various terrains our forces may encounter. This initiative marks the beginning of a new era in our military training programs. By building these facilities, we are ensuring that every recruit is battle-ready and capable of defending Super Earth with the highest level of proficiency. The peaceful atmosphere of Angel's Venture might be deceiving, but rest assured, this planet will forge some of the toughest soldiers we've ever seen.
Bulldog, it's Joe. Excellent reporting as always. Your detailed updates give us a clear picture of the efforts on Angel's Venture. What's the overall morale among the troops and the engineers involved in these operations?
Joe, the morale here is high. The success of the ICBM mission has given everyone a significant boost. The engineers and troops are motivated, knowing that their work directly contributes to the war effort. The establishment of these training facilities is seen as a crucial step in ensuring our long-term success against the Terminants and any other threats that may arise. The spirit of Super Earth endures here, Joe. We're building not just facilities, but the future of our armed forces. This is Bulldog, signing off for now. Remember, Helldivers, stand firm, stand true.
Thank you, Bulldog. Our thoughts are with you and all the brave souls on Angel's Venture. Stay tuned, folks, for more updates after this short message.
As we come to an end of this morning's news, as of yesterday evening, it was announced that the most recent major order has failed. Despite our Helldivers' valiant efforts in terminating hordes of Terminids and automatons, the number was not enough to push back the enemy as intended. The already fiercely patriotic citizens of Super Earth, however, our resolve remains unshakable. The citizens continue to support the war effort with unwavering unity and grim determination, steadfastly earning for the most hopeful of futures. We have received critical news reports regarding a new major order. Surveillance satellites nicknamed Security has captured imagery of a massive automaton factory on the planet Virilia 5. Structural analysis reveals a striking resemblance to the famed Morganison arsenal on Tien Quan. Through this petafactory, as enemy transmissions call it, is a crude intimidation. Its sole purpose is the relentless mass production of war machines to further the automaton's totalitarian agenda. The worker drones foil without cease, and the environmental impacts are catastrophic. But fear not, for this abomination may yet be transformed into an instrument of freedom. With minimal modifications, the petafactory could be repurposed to construct the Exo-49 Emancipator Exosuit, powerful dual autocannon exosuit variant. Helldivers have been dispatched to liberate Valeria 5 immediately before this factory becomes too despotic to salvage. By seizing control, we can turn this tool of oppression into a beacon of hope and formidable asset for our forces. Remember, the future of Super Earth and the freedom of countless worlds depends on the swift and decisive actions of all Helldivers. As we wrap up today's broadcast, let's take a moment to recap the key updates we've discussed. Penny, what stood out to you?
Joe, today's updates have been crucial. We started off with the declaration of the Second Galactic War, making a significant shift in our military operations and strategy.
Absolutely, the escalation into a wartime economy and the new training facilities across the galaxies are game-changing. Helldivers everywhere are stepping up to meet these new challenges head-on.
Indeed, and our tech updates today included important fixes and improvements to our gear, which should enhance our efficiency and stability during missions. Those crash fixes and enhancements to weapon performance are going to make a big difference out there.
No doubt about it. We also heard from Bulldog highlighting the strategic importance of our new training facilities and the morale-boosting success of our recent operations.
Yes, and it's inspiring to see how the efforts on Angel's Venture are shaping the future of our military training. The establishment of these new training grounds is critical for preparing our recruits for the harsh realities of war.
And let's not forget the invaluable tips and strategies shared by Gwen Harper and her team for tackling the Bile Titan. One of our deadliest foes, their insights will undoubtedly help our Helldivers and armed forces in the field.
Right. The tactical advice and strategic breakdowns we've covered today are vital for maintaining our edge in this escalating conflict. Each update, every piece of information, brings us one step closer to victory.
Before we sign off, I'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks to all Helldivers for their unwavering dedication and bravery. Your efforts are the backbone of Super Earth's defense. Penny, any final thoughts?
Just a reminder to stay informed and stay safe. Every mission counts, and every Helldiver makes a difference. Keep your gear ready and your spirits high.
This was GNR 107, Morning Wartime Update. I'm Joe Turner.
And I'm Penny Lively. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, every victory, no matter how small, brings us closer to peace. Stay vigilant, Helldivers.
Good hunting, Helldivers. Until next time. This concludes our broadcast for today. Stay tuned for more updates, and thank you for your continued support and dedication. Remember to click on the link in the description to find more information. Thanks for listening.
Stay strong to all armed forces fighting on the front lines.
Thanks for watching. If you enjoyed it or hated it, please go to the link in the description and take the poll. Your feedback helps make this show better. Any comments or any interaction at all with the podcast helps us.
Advance the line under crimson skies. Struggle for each step where valor never dies. Eyes fixed high on the flag we raise. In us the spirit of liberty blazes. We're the saviors in armor dressed, bearing the crest of democracy's quest.
Here's some bloopers and credits. Indeed. Nope, that's not my line.
100 millimeter rocket power. Pa 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 pa.
Shit, hold on. You're killing me today, boy.
No doubt about it. We also heard from Bulldog and got on with whatever fucking I was going to say, because that's not the line. All right, cool.
Now, the Bile Titan is a massive, heavily armored Terminate, the final growth stage of a Bile Warrior. They appear on challenging difficulties as elimination targets and spawn more frequently on more slurfuffer. That's a mouthful. Howdy, Gwen, are you ready?
Hi, this is Umbriel Shadow, and I played the role of Bulldog.
Eagle Scout 905 playing Colonel Hammond.
I'd like to thank Eagle Scout 905 for the Helldivers anthem marching on for Super Earth, which you're currently listening to.
Our guide for